for the last meeting was that once these are adopted, they apply to everybody, whether you started your business before they were adopted, after they were adopted. They applied starting that day to everybody. I gave you a copy of the email I got from the FAA. Todd and I talked to you about our discussion with their Eastern Region compliance officer, and that's the FAA's position. In order to comply with our grant assurances, we'll have to apply these uniformly once they're adopted. I know there were some concerns, and I'll just be quiet and let you guys take it from here.
The biggest concern I had when I was here at the last meeting, and I had missed the December meeting, was this letter from Maureen Rutt, which is dated June 15th, wasn't shared with this group until December.
Right.
Why for six months?
If you remember, back in April, when we started with the minimum standards, Jeff had an issue with the applicability, and the committee had decided we're just going to move on, and we'll go through the document, and we'll come back and discuss that. So getting ready for that discussion, which we weren't going to have until the end of the document, I got an opinion from the county attorney. And then, you'd raised the issue in December about, the applicability part. I brought the letter to the meeting because we were going to discuss it at the meeting, and that's why you got it in December. I wasn't hiding it from anybody. It was just when the time came that we were going to discuss it, this was something that needed to be discussed. So it was more background than anything else.
Do you want to disclose what was used for the lawyer's basis of his opinion and everything, all the documents that he had to make that opinion? His emails and prior conversations and intent?
Do I want to disclose it?
I didn't know if you gave that information to him or not.
He's got a copy of your leases.
Okay. That's all I need.
And after our discussion at the last meeting and I'm talking to the FAA, I changed the wording of these couple of paragraphs here so that the first paragraph now reads, these minimum standards shall apply to all providers of aeronautical services at the Sussex County Airport, period. And because of what the FAA told us, there's no reason to have the rest of that paragraph or the paragraph after that. Makes it a lot simpler. And you've all had this for a week or so.
Once you make that first statement, all the rest of it is irrelevant. Mm-hmm.
Is 1.2.3 with a lease there? So, just in plain English, does that mean if you have an existing business that, for whatever reason, doesn't meet the minimum standards, it does not need to be brought up to the minimum standards?
No. If you have an agreement where you've agreed to exceed these standards, then that agreement is still in effect, and this doesn't modify that agreement.
Right, but if you don't exceed
the other way around.
It's okay. Silent on it. It doesn't say one way or the other.
So, I mean, there was an insurance requirement of $2 million, and you had $1 million was the new minimum standard. I got it backwards. The new minimum standard had a $2 million requirement, but you're currently said you keep $1 million. is and the standards are adopted January 1st, 2019,